This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد قال الله تعالى إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال وكان الله على كل شيء رقيبا الله سبحانه وتعالى said Allah is ever watchful over you. He is raqib over you, over what you do. And another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and Allah is ever watchful over everything, everything that takes place. And this is an important attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The attribute and the name of al-raqib, that Allah is watching, never absent. Whatever we say, whatever we do, whatever we think, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always present. And this is a natural consequence of what we believe about Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. It should be. That is, if someone were to ask you, who is the Creator that you believe in? Tell me about Him. Does He see all? Does He hear all? And if you say yes, then He knows all. And included is everything that we do, that nothing escapes Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allahu ya'lamu ma tahmilu kullu untha, وَمَا تَغِيضُ الْأَرْحَامُ وَمَا تَزْدَادُ وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ بِمِقْدَارُ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ الْكَبِيرُ الْمُتَعَالُ سَوَاءٌ مِّنْكُمْ مَنْ أَسَرَّ الْقَوْلَ وَمَنْ جَهَرَ بِهِ وَمَنْ هُوَ مُسْتَخْفٍ بِاللَّيْلِ وَسَارِبٌ بِالنَّهَارِ. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what every female carries in her womb and whatever the wombs will keep and whatever they will lose. And everything with Allah has a particular portion and proportion. He is the one who knows what is hidden and what is public, the greatest and the most high. It is the same for Him. Whether what you say is private or public, and whether what you do is hidden in the darkness of the night or is done publicly in broad daylight. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا تَكُونُ فِي شَأْنِي وَمَا تَتْلُو مِنْهُ مِنْ قُرْآنٍ وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ إِلَّا كُنَّا عَلَيْكُمْ شُهُودًا إِذْ تُفِيضُونَ فِيهِ وَمَا يَعْزُبُ عَنْ رَبِّكَ مِنْ مِثْقَالِ ذَرَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَلَا أَصْغَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْبَرَ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. He addresses His Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, and He is addressing all of us. Whatever condition you may be, whatever portion of the Quran you are reading, whatever action you are doing, we are witnesses over you as you are doing it. And nothing escapes, not even a speck, escapes the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is on earth or in the skies. Even if it is smaller than a speck or greater than a speck, it is all written down in a plain book. Whatever you do, Allah Azza wa Jalla is with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said,
وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ.
He is with you wherever you may be. Whatever you are doing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. أَلَمْ تَرَى أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا يَكُونُ مِنْ نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ سَادِسُهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do you not see, do you not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is in the skies and earth? Whatever three people will talk about in secret, He is their fourth. They're trying to hide, He is their fourth. Or five, He is their sixth. And even if it is fewer than that or greater than that, He is with them wherever they may be. So whatever you're trying to say, whatever you are trying to do, Allah knows it. And He not only knows what you're trying or what you're saying, what you're doing, He knows what you're thinking, what you're hiding in your chest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, وَأَسِرُّوا قَوْلَكُمْ أَوْ اجْهَرُوا بِهِ إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. He says, be private and secretive with what you want to say, or go public with it. Allah knows what is in your chest. You see what Allah is trying to convey to you here. Whatever you are saying, you think you can hide it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, He knows what is in your chest. How can you hide anything from Him? And then He said, does He not know whom He created? And He is al-latif, the kindest, the most subtle, al-khabir, the all-knowing. So this feeling that we should have is a consequence of believing that Allah is al-sami', al-basir, al-alim, al-shaheed. All these names tell you that Allah Azza wa Jal is present around you, watching what you are doing. And the consequence of missing, losing that belief, is a person becomes so attached from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has no influence on their life. And that is kind of the modern life that we are living today, because what characterizes modern life, among other things, is detachment. We're detached from everything. We're detached from family, from friends, from community. And the more that you are engrossed, entrenched into this life, it detaches you from Allah. So you plan to do, you say, you do, you act, you live in ways that do not factor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in them. Yet Islam, Allah Azza wa Jal wants to remind you all time and in all places, even with your thoughts, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. The consequence of losing that information, that belief, that knowledge, is rebellion against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. In response to his rebellion, his disbelief, Allah is telling him, does he not know that Allah is watching? Anyone who commits a crime, anyone who tortures people, persecutes people, disbelieves in Allah, lives as if Allah is not there, that question applies to them. Do you not know? Do you not see? Do you not believe that Allah is watching you? And if Allah is watching you, are you not afraid of Him? Are you not afraid of Him? And the consequence of that is when we want to sin, when we want to make a mistake, we don't hide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we hide from people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to that when He said, يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مَعَهُمْ إِذْ يُبَيِّتُونَ مَا لَا يَرْضَى مِنَ الْقَوْلِ. He says they hide from people, but they don't hide from Allah while He is with them, as they plan the things that displease Him. Think about it. Think how ironic this is. When you want to do something wrong, you will hide. You don't want anyone to see you. And you think you're safe from people's eyes. But Allah is saying, you can't escape me. You hide from people who can't harm you or benefit you, who cannot honor you or disgrace you. All that is with Allah Azza wa Jal. You have to believe that. So you hide from them, but not from me while I'm with you. The consequence of losing that belief is hellfire and loss on the Day of Judgment. He said, alayhi salatu wassalam, people will come on the Day of Judgment with mountains like, with good deeds like the mountains of Tihama. Mountains of good deeds. Allah Azza wa Jal makes them nothing. They turn into nothing. They said, Ya Rasulullah, صِفْهُمْ لَنَا جَلِّهِمْ لَنَا أَلَّا نَكُونَ مِنْهُمْ. He says, oh, Messenger of Allah, describe those people to us. Explain who they are so that we do not be they. We do not become them. He said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, أَمَا إِنَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ وَمِنْ جِلْدَتِكُمْ وَيَأْخُذُونَ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ كَمَا تَأْخُذُونَ وَلَكِنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ إِذَا خَلَوْا بِمَحَارِمِ اللَّهِ انْتَهَكُوهَا. He says, they are from you, from your skin, from your midst. They pray at night as you pray, but they are people when they are alone with what displeases Allah, they cross the line. Meaning they do good, but they waste all of that when they are privately sitting alone, they disobey Allah. When they can escape people's eyes and get more of this dunya, they will do it. When they can cheat people and lie, they can do it as long as they are not caught. When they can break Allah's law, they will break it because they don't care about it. They care about people and what people see, not about what Allah loves and hates. So that's its consequence. And the opposite is true. That if a person fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, privately and publicly, he will win paradise. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. The one who fears the meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get paradise. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. Those who fear Allah Azza wa Jal, though they have not seen Him, this is the muraqabah. Allah is watching me. Allah is with me. I'm not absent. I'm not alone. Allah knows about this. So you fear Allah, though you have not seen Him, Allah says they will have forgiveness of Allah and a great recompense from Him, a great reward from Him. Believing in that saves you from sin, even when it's very attractive. Among those who will be shaded on the Day of Judgment is one who had been called, as he said, alayhi salatu wassalam, وَرَجُلٌ دَعَتُ امْرَأَةٌ ذَاتُ مَنْصِبٍ وَجَمَالٍ فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. Someone who is invited to zina by a woman who is beautiful and powerful, and he replies by saying, I fear Allah. I fear Allah. Though that is for a young man, could be the most attractive thing, the thing that he thinks about the most. But because he loves Allah Azza wa Jal and he fears Allah, he does not think about it. Once, Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu was passing with a group of his companions and friends by a shepherd. فَقَالَ لِلْرَاعِ يَا رَاعٍ أَلَا تَبِيعُنَا وَحِدَةً مِنْ غَنَمِكَ. He says to the shepherd, sell us one of those animals. He says, they're not mine. إِنَّهَا لَيْسَتْ لِي. قَالَ فَمَا يَضُرُّكَ إِذَا سَأَلَهَا عَنْكَ سَيِّدُكَ أَنْ تَقُولَ أَكَلَهَا الذِّئْبُ. It says, why not when your master, and he's testing him, why not when your master or when an employer asks you about it, if he misses it, you say the wolf ate it. قَالَ فَرَفَعَ إِصْبَعَهُ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَقَالَ فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ. He raised his finger to the sky and say, then where is Allah? If I can fool him, where is Allah Azza wa Jal? How can I fool Allah? I'll have to answer for this. I'll have to pay for that. I'll have to be questioned. Am I not afraid of him, subhanahu wa ta'ala? So a person who lives has to understand. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. He is with you all the time. And this, by the way, is both alarming, frightening, and comforting. And I'll explain how that is so in the next khutbah. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. When you know, when you believe that Allah Azza wa Jalla is with you at all times, that is very frightening, and that will lead to probity, to steadfastness, to walk in the straight path, because whenever you want to make a mistake, you'll say, I am not alone, Allah is with me. I'm not alone, I cannot upset him. He's watching, he is listening, it's being recorded. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Raqib. Whatever you say, whatever word you say, you have a raqib, which is an angel watching. It's only Allah is watching. You have an angel watching, recording everything that you are saying, ready for that mission. You're going to read it back when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's frightening in that sense, but it's very comforting and assuring in another sense. Because if Allah is always with you, you can rely on Him. You can ask for His help. He will be closer to you than any other human being, because you can never separate yourself from Allah Azza wa Jalla. He is always with you. And Allah Azza wa Jal, when He addresses His Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam by the following ayah, He expresses that when He said, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْعَزِيزِ الرَّحِيمِ الَّذِي يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ وَتَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ. Have reliance, have tawakkul on Allah, who is unopposed, who is most merciful. The one who sees you when you stand alone in salah, and He sees you when you're prostrating among the faithful. When you're alone in your qiyam, in your salah, no one is with you. But He says, Yarak, He's seeing you then. And He is with you then. And He hears you then. And when you do that, when you feel that, Allah will be the closest thing to you. And you love Allah Azza wa Jal more than anything. And that is the station of al-ihsan. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه. فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that excellence or perfection in your iman can be achieved when you worship Allah as if you can see Him. But if you cannot see Him, He sees you. So if a person were to ask, how do I develop this muraqabah, that Allah is ever watching me? Allah is ever present above His throne, but He's ever present, very close. How do I develop this? He says, you try to worship Him as if you are looking at Him. And if you find that hard, then as if He's watching you. And another way that comes to us through the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, He said, استحي من الله كما تستحي من الرجل من أهلك. He says, feel shy of Allah Azza wa Jal, the shyness that you have when a member of your family is around. Someone that you respect, think of someone honorable, noble, how would you act around them? Human being. So I would never do this. I never say these things. So you want to treat Allah less than that. And you need Allah, and you don't need that person. You don't need that person. Yet you're so afraid of him or her. So afraid of them. That your whole personality changes. But you're not afraid of Allah Azza wa Jal. So he says, if you want to bring that feeling closer to your heart, think of someone sitting next to you and say, would you do this? And then transfer this to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah now is watching, would I do this? And another way of developing that is to ask Allah for it, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say in his dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka khashyataka fil ghaybi wa shahada. Ya Allah, I ask that I would have a fear of you in private and in public. So ask Allah for that. And train your body, but not only your body. Because this muraqabah is not only a muraqabah for the body, but for the heart as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَعْلَمُوا أَنُ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ فَاحْذَرُوا. And know that Allah knows what is in yourselves, so beware of Him. You understand how this muraqabah works? How does a sin develop? Develops as a thought and develops as an intent, and then it becomes action. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying what? He says, I know what you're thinking. All the bad things that you're thinking that you intend to do, all the whispers of shaitan that you are entertaining, I know about all of that. So beware of it. So a person who knows that Allah is watching their heart will cleanse their heart, and cleansing their body becomes easier for that. So it's not simply what you do with your body, but what you do with your heart. As some of the righteous ancestors have said, when you sit with people, لِيَكُنْ مِنْكَ وَاعِظٌ لِقَلْبِكَ وَنَفْسِكَ, remind yourself and remind your heart of the following. هُمْ يُرَاقِبُونَ جِسْمَكَ وَظَاهِرَكَ وَاللَّهُ يُرَاقِبُ بَاطِنَكَ. Remind yourself that people, when you sit next to them, they're observing you externally, but Allah is observing you internally. They may praise you or condemn you based on your body, on your appearance, on what you do. Allah is looking on your inside. What is in it? So ask Allah Rabbil Alameen to help us observe Him internally and externally. We ask Him, Rabbil Alameen, to help us cleanse our hearts from what He hates, and to adorn and to fill our hearts with what He loves. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who always feel that Allah is near us, that Allah is always watching and is always listening. Ya Rabbil Alameen, we ask You that You increase our iman so that we are the closest to You and You are the closest to us. We ask You, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to elevate us in this dunya and in the akhirah. We ask You, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to make Jannah our home, not hellfire. And we ask that for our families and the Ummah of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. We ask You, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to make obedience easier for us and disobedience harder for us. Make us, Ya Rabbil Alameen, who listen to the good that You send us and follow it. And Ya Allah, who are fortified and protected from the evils of the shaitan and his whispers. We ask You, Ya Rabbil Alameen, for all the good in this life and in the hereafter. And we ask for Your protection from all evil and disobedience in this life and in the hereafter. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم انزل بركاتك ونصرك على المسلمين. اللهم انزلها على أهل غزة وعلى أهل الضفة وعلى أهل فلسطين وعلى أهل الشام وعلى سائر المسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم انصرهم وأطعمهم واسقهم. اللهم تقبل قتلاهم شهداء. اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحور أعدائهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم اجعلنا ممن نصر دينك يا رب العالمين فنصرته في الدنيا والآخرة. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. وأقيم الصلاة.